A landmark study by researchers at John Jay College of Criminal Justice of the City University of New York, which examined the causes and context of the clergy sexual abuse crisis in the U.S. Catholic Church, has concluded that there was no single cause or predictor of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. Charles Collins has this report.
The report was 5 years in the making and shattered many myths. Dr. Karen Terry, John Jay's principal investigator for the report, said neither celibacy nor homosexuality were causes of the abuse, and that priest candidates who would later abuse could not be distinguished by psychological test data, developmental and sexual history data, intelligence data, or experience in priesthood. She also pointed out that the bulk of cases happened decades ago and increased during the turbulent societal period in the 1960s and 70s.
The increased frequency of abuse in the 1960s and 1970s is consistent with patterns of increased deviance in society during that time. The social influences intersected with vulnerabilities of some individual priests.
The chairman of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on the Protection of Children and Young People, Bishop Blaise Kupich, reiterated the church has a zero-tolerance policy regarding the abuse of children and expressed his hope the report shows that current policies are working.
I once again apologize fully and without hesitation for the harm and the suffering caused when some priests took advantage of their moral authority and abused innocent children in a criminal way.
Bishop Kupich said the way forward for the bishops must be marked by humility and partnerships with others. I'm Charles Collins.